You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to My Peeping Life Podcast. Today is the first video episode of My Peeping Life Podcast, and a lot's going on with me. I'm used to just being in my pajamas, my hair flying, and talking and just saying what I need to say. It's much easier that way because you can't really see my face. But over the years of me podcasting, people have said to me, can you do a video podcast? So it took me a minute to get here. And why did it take a minute? It took a minute because obviously you have to see my face. I have to brush my hair. I have to not be in pajamas. And it just takes more. I suppose you have to take more time and put more effort when there's a video involved, as opposed to just my voice. I can just say what I need to say and carry on and move along, and you wouldn't know what I look like. So here I am, as per the request of the people that do listen to My Peeping Light Podcast. So episode one, I decided, is not going to be scripted. Actually, none of my podcasts are scripted. I just use a guideline of what I want to talk about. And today, I just wanted to talk about how I got here. And I suppose in the hopes of sharing the struggles and sharing the insecurities that people have and that we all have and that I have and that I have to overcome on a daily basis with all of you, so that you're not alone and so that you don't feel alone. That's basically it. So, My Peeping Light Podcast. 3 years ago, I decided to start a podcast. Why did I start a podcast? Because I guess I talk a lot and I have a lot to say. And instead of me just keeping it to myself and to the people that are closest to me, I decided I should just share myself with everyone. Now, the journey started in 2017, where there was a blog involved, and I started the blog, and TamsterMay.com was born. TamsterMay is my baby. TamsterMay took a lot of effort, and TamsterMay was where my growth started seriously growing and changing, and where I started becoming more confident in myself and started believing more in myself and my capabilities. Right. So why My Peeping Light Podcast? My Peeping Light Podcast, everybody asks me, why do you call it My Peeping Lights? Well, when you're drowning in darkness, when you can only hear voices and you can only hear echoes and you can see nothing but darkness, you just see pitch black and you feel like nobody can hear you and nobody can see you and the world is falling apart around you. And there's just that one little speck, that glimmer of light that never truly goes out until we die, I guess, in my opinion. Everything is my opinion. So that one little sliver of hope or that one little speck of light that never truly goes out, sometimes we just can't see it. It's always there. We just can't see it. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're alive, there's always a glimmer of hope, that glimmer of light. And that is why I called this podcast My Peeping Light Podcast. Because throughout all my struggles, no matter what I went through, no matter what the world put me through, no matter what I had to endure from young till now, there was always that glimmer of light that kept me going and that kept me together and that helped me survive, I guess. Sometimes I didn't even know it was there. It might have been behind me. I couldn't see it, but it was always there. I've always felt like it was there, even if I couldn't see it. And that is why My Peeping Lights is the name chosen for my podcast, is because it's my peeping. It's the light that kept me alive in the middle of all the darkness, when the world of darkness was trying to swallow me up. All right. So who am I? Who's this Tammy Lynn Murphy that thinks that she can come up here and make a podcast and write blogs and tell you stuff? I'm just a person. I'm just somebody who has endured enough and overcome enough to know that it's better if you share, and it's better to be together, and it's better to work together. Being alone is something, doing things alone, living life alone, overcoming things alone is much more difficult than overcoming it with others and being with others. And I know sometimes it can be a schlep. I mean, for me specifically, sometimes it can be such a schlep to have to include and to consider. And I see there's a trend going around lately where, peopling and just people. And I get it, I'm one of those people that sometimes I just don't want to be around people, and I just want to be alone, and I want to do things alone. But in the world of overcoming obstacles, overcoming challenges, overcoming fears, sometimes alone is not the best one. Yes, you do need to space out, and yes, you do need to take some time and clear your mind and declutter and remove toxic entities. I'm gonna say entities. And yeah, sometimes you do need to do that, but not for too long. I had a conversation once with a friend of mine where we discussed how it's good to be alone, but it's always important to monitor whether you're alone in a healthy way or if you are completely withdrawing and falling into a state of depression or sadness. Now, I hate the word depression. I'm one of those people. I hate the word depression. Not because I don't feel like depression exists. I just don't like the word. I'm all about positive words and positive thinking and changing your words. It doesn't mean that the things don't exist. It just means that I'm not focusing on that. That's not what I'm focusing on. So, my peeping lights. Always looking for the light in the middle of darkness. So, whenever there's darkness and whenever I feel like I'm drowning or whenever someone else feels like they're drowning, I always try to help them look for their guiding light or for their glimmer of hope or for just something. Just look for something positive, anything positive. And that's what this podcast is about. Looking for the positivity in the crazy. Looking for, hope when people are losing hope. For me personally, when I look at life and when I look at the world, for me personally, sadness overcomes me often because so many sad things are happening that are out of my control. The world is just, if you focus on it, and if you look with eyes of care and with eyes of empathy, there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of suffering. And there's not enough hope and there's not enough help. There's help and there's hope, but it's getting less and less and less. And even though sometimes we seem like there's more. From my perspective, when I look at it, I see dwindling hope and I see an increase of pain in many different forms. Many, 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 many different forms. And I think that people are trying to ignore it and people are trying to overlook it. And the sad thing is that we're becoming so accustomed to the pain that it is our normal. We walk over sick people, we ignore hungry people. And it's because it's overwhelming. It's all very overwhelming. Everything is just overwhelming. So this podcast is just in the hopes of providing a service to those that feel alone and maybe just want to have a listening, have a voice. Talking, somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to, somebody that they can connect with, somebody that they can relate to. I am definitely going to take my time. I'm definitely going to take my time. And I am going to answer questions. I've recently started a series in on TikTok where I've just been asking people questions that they should be asking themselves, you know? So people ask me a lot of questions about myself, and in this, I will be answering questions about myself that people have asked me. I will also be telling stories, and I will also be sharing. What will I be sharing? I will be sharing the tools with you that I've learned to overcome my struggles and to overcome my pain along the way. The steps that I've taken, the journey that I've made, just the tools. There was a time in my life where I said, oh, I'll never do this and I'll never do that and I'll never do that and I'll never do that. And what I've learned from me saying I'll never do many things is people probably have used as a cliche now. It's never say never, because you'll find yourself doing things that you never thought that you would do. And you'll find that sometimes you are supposed to be in places that you never thought you'd go. And you're supposed to meet people that you never thought you'd meet. And you'd associate yourself with people that you never thought you would associate yourself with. So, little old me that has overcome abuse of many different kinds and has had to endure the world. As a woman, from the perspective of a woman, sharing the journey of a woman. People have always asked me, how can you help me? It's like I can only help you by sharing my story. And my story can only be given from the perspective of a woman, because that's what I am, a woman. I can only tell the story of the journey that I've been through. And my perspectives on men are based on my experience with them as a woman. So, as much as I can give people tools that I've used to help them overcome certain things through the courses that I've done and asking them the right questions, the reality is that I can only offer me. I can only offer what I know, my story, based on the experience in life that I've had with this world, from South Africa, from Durban, South Africa. And I can't offer more than that. That's what I have to offer. So I'm not going to be anything. I'm not going to be anything other than what I am. I'm not going to be anything other than Tammy. And I think the thing that's kept me away from doing this video podcast is the influences of other people around me, the influences of opinions, the influences of other podcasters, the influences of just everything. And I've had to sift through the extras. I've had to sift through, I guess, those moments of me not realizing that I'm not being authentic, me not realizing that I'm actually what am I trying to say? I've taken so long because I've had to sift through all the information that I have and pull me out of everything. And I think that's the result of too much information, where I've indulged in so many courses, so much information, I've got so much of other people's opinions around me that I've had to stop and I've had to just sift out, okay, where's my voice in the middle of all of this? Not to say that Not to say that the information that I have is wrong, it's just the voices of other people. And those voices are valuable to me. But before I did this, I actually just needed to pull out my voice. What do I have to say? What am I even trying to say with all of this? What's the point of all of it? Who am I? And what I've realized is with all the chaos, with all the drama, with all the pain, with all the suffering, and with the amount that I've had to overcome, I had to take the time to figure out my voice and what I want to say. And to overcome the obstacles that were holding me back from what I want to say. Tammy Lynn Murphy. And I don't know who knows. I suppose the people that know me know that at my ripe age, I've become a fan of these seven young men that live in Korea. And I've learned many, 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 many things with regards to hard work, dedication, and what you focus on, the importance of what you focus on and what's important from them. And I guess I get a lot of slack for being a person that listens to this type of music, K-pop music, and becoming BTS Army because BTS is the group. They are an inspiration. Before BTS, Usher used to be my happy place. And Usher really, really, really used to be my happy place. And as I've grown, my happy place has changed. Things that make me happy change. As a person, as my values grew, as my appreciation for myself grew, as my love for myself grew. Now, bearing in mind that didn't have much love for myself all the time. Loving myself was really difficult in the past, and it took me many, 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 many years to begin to even remotely realize that I was not being very kind to who I was, to me. I wasn't being kind to me. So, Usher kept me going for a while. And as my values changed, my music changed. Not because I don't enjoy listening to Usher anymore. But variety and not only needing to listen to relationships let's just say sexual music, not needing to only listen to that. I guess not yearning for the things that he was singing about anymore. When I started looking for and yearning for a different type of love, different types of values, different types of joy and happiness, and thank goodness I found in seven individuals for the past, what has it been now? Almost a year and a half. For the past year and a half, I found a happy place in a different language. Not only through their music, but yeah, I know. So basically, in one of my most difficult points in life last year, around April, I discovered a group of seven members, and I'm very grateful for that discovery at that point in time because it was when my life literally started falling to pieces. And they came just before the avalanche happened, just before the mudslide happened, where I could see it happening. There's nothing I could do to stop it. And no matter how afraid I was, I just had to face it and find ways to survive, which is what happened. And in the music that I listened to, I found peace, I found hope, I found calm. I found hope and calm. And it wasn't only in the music that I listened to, it was also in God, where I found peace and hope and calm. Now, many will say that they have a problem with that, and that there's a whole thing nowadays where you've got to be careful with what you say, with regards to everything. And I am very careful with what I say with regards to everything because it's a very offended world. And I didn't grow up in an offended world. Because I discovered BTS, I was able to put pieces together and I was able to learn a phrase by their leader, RM, where he said in the middle of COVID to the fans, to armies, that if they cannot find their way, then let's redraw the map. And that bit of advice is what saved me, is where I realized that this disaster is going to happen. And there was no way out. And there's nothing that I could do. I just had to let it happen. And when it did happen, and everything was destroyed, there was only one way out, and was to start from scratch. It was to redraw the map. It was to begin again. I once worked for a company, and then I was retrenched. Retrenchment for the strongest person can break you. Retrenchment can break you emotionally, spiritually, financially. It's horrible. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. For me personally, I think it was 2 years before I'd been planning how I'm going to break out of the 9 to 5 and how I'm going to start doing my self-development workshops with everybody and how I'm going to focus on what I want to do for a living, and how I want to share myself with the world, and how I want to contribute. Instead of being told what to do consistently by people and get a salary for it, I guess. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not. I was unsettled, and I planned and planned and planned and planned and planned. The reality, though, is it's comfortable to get your salary, especially when you earn a decent salary. It's very comfortable to earn. Get your salary. You do your work, you get your salary. And the reality is, because I was comfortable, I went ahead and bought myself a house. I went ahead and lived my life according to my salary, according to what I was earning. I didn't see retrenchment coming. I knew that I wanted to leave, but I wanted to leave at my own terms. And 9 months ago, in December last year, was my last day of 9 to 5. And thank goodness for me being a planner. Thank goodness for me being responsible, and thank goodness for me having things in place in order to survive. Because if I, it's the worst thing that could happen to anybody. It's not a good thing. And I thought I was fine for a while, but then I realized emotionally I had not actually acknowledged. It was a loss. It was a loss. It was something that was taken away from me that I didn't get to step away from in a way. That was the reality. So it was almost like the death of an old life. And I had to step into a new life. And the decision that I was to make was, do I now go back into looking for work, or do I just go ahead and try and make the most of the things that I've been planning to do for the past 2 to 3 years? and just try and just give it a go. So, yeah, so the path that I've taken, I have to say, to those that are wanting to, it is very rewarding to do the thing that makes you happy and to live the life you want to live. It is also very difficult and very stressful to keep yourself in the same financial bracket that you were with a steady income when you're starting from the bottom. There are definitely sacrifices that have to be made, and there are definitely things that you will have to remove and get rid of and minimize. For me specifically, simply, I'm used to doing that because when I decided I wanted to buy a house, I already minimized. I stopped doing my nails, I stopped doing my hair, I stopped doing all sorts of extra things that cost lots of money so that I could save, so that I could buy the house that I wanted to buy. Now that I have bought the house that I wanted to buy, I do not earn the salary that I used to earn, and now I have to keep the house. And in order to do that, I've had to push and push and push and push and push. And thank God, God willing, we're still here and we're doing well. 9 months in, going on to the 10th month. Everything hasn't fallen to pieces as yet. And I've finally gotten to the point where I'm behind the camera doing the podcast and talking to you guys like how I had planned. I was supposed to be doing this a very long time ago, and I'm just happy to be here. So, redrawing the map is a very difficult process because you have habits of your old life, because you have old ways of thinking. There's a battle of light and darkness in your mind where you just want to throw in the towel and just say, oh, let me just find a job. And it's been very difficult for me to not just cave in and give in and say, instead to follow through with what I want to do. Because I genuinely believe that the world needs more light. And I genuinely believe that light at the moment is becoming a cliche to the point that people are overlooking what they really need and overlooking what they really need to do in order to get to where they want to go. They are pretending like everything's fine when it's not, and sweeping things under the rug and just ignoring them and hoping that they would go away. I wish that I could close my eyes and hope that bond installments and bills and payments and school fees and everything would go away. Just close my eyes and please go away. But that's not the reality. The reality is that they are not going to go away, and they are there and they need to be paid. And in order for me to stay on track, I had to stop and I had to look at the reality of where I currently am. Where I am. What was my reality? And the reality was there was no income. There was a certain amount of savings that could get me through 6 months, and I had to make ends meet, and I had to make things. You had to invest in what I needed to invest in, and I had to do what I needed to do to get myself in a situation where there was some sort of an income. Now, there's a difference between dreams and reality, because dreams are there, and reality is what's in front of you. And my reality at the moment is that I'm excited because I finally have gotten to the point where I'm sitting here with you and I'm talking to you face to face on the podcast instead of hiding behind just my voice and just posting my voice. So here we are. And I hope that I can help, and I hope that there's some sort of help. So today's podcast wasn't scripted because I just wanted to talk to you about redrawing the map, and I wanted to talk to you about how it's important to stop and to make assessments of your life. I think the people that listen to me probably roll their eyes every time I say this, but it's so important to stop as often as possible to assess your day. If you can just take 5 minutes of your day just to assess your day. To reflect on the day, to see what you've done, and to stop and assess your year. Look at your year. What are the goals that you've set? How many of them did you achieve? And it's also very important to know who you are and know yourself the most. I know what my strengths are, and I know what my weaknesses are. And I have many, 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 many weaknesses. There are so many things that I am still working on 20 plus years later. The beginning of my self-development journey was when I was 24, just about 24 going on 25, 24. That was the beginning of my self-development journey, where I knew that I had to do a thing. And it was basically forced on me at the time. But the realization that something's going to change, and the realization that I needed help, and the realization that it's not the end of the world, and picking up a book and reading about how to help yourself can help you. Picking up a book and reading about how to change your mind, and how to think differently, and how to overcome certain things makes the biggest difference. So 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, I don't know an exact date, I started a self-development journey. And now here I am, with many ups and downs and downs and downs, trying to figure out, still realizing that self-development is not a thing that ever ends. And that no matter how much I've overcome the pain of abuse and the pain of trauma and things that were done to me, no matter how much I've overcome all of that, life is still going to happen. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be people that want to hurt you. There are going to be things that are going to, and you just have to use the tools that have been given to the world most freely. They are there. They are there. To help you to overcome all those things. It's not as difficult anymore to develop yourself. It's not a foreign language, self-development. It's not a language that people don't understand anymore. It's become so cliche that, life coaches, motivational speakers, there's so many things that, to the point that people are rolling their eyes at it. But in reality, even though not everything that is said is always for you, there's always something that someone has to say in their motivational speech, in their TED Talks, in their life coaching practices, in the self-development workshops that can help you take a step forward. And I think the important part is to think clearly on how can you take a step forward, and why do you need to take a step forward? And are you really just completely content with where you are? Are you happy with where you are? Is that where you are happy to stay forever? You don't want Who doesn't want to grow? Everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to do better. Everybody wants to be better. It's just natural to want to grow and to achieve. And I think for me, in my imperfect way of reaching out, I've always just wanted to share how how much more joy you can receive once you master you, once you get to the point of you knowing you better than anything else in this entire world. And not being interested in knowing anything more than yourself, because that's who you need to know, and that's who you need to change, is you. Because the light that you will find in the darkness is in you. You're not going to find it in other people. It's all in you. You are the answer to all your questions. You are the answer. For me, you have to, I had to, for me, I had to stop and go back to the very beginning and to look at all the things that have blocked me, and that have blocked me, and that have kept me, and that have tried to trap me, and that chained me, and that kept me from being the me that I was born to be. The world will try to stop you from being your best. Don't let it. The world is in pain. She's crying out in pain, and a plaster is not going to fix it. We all need to individually look at ourselves before we can look outward and try to control what's around us. We need to get control of ourselves. Because the problem that many people have today is that they don't even have control of themselves. Their thoughts are running wild. Their thoughts are taking over. Their mindset is so dark and so far and so distant, it's almost not even theirs anymore. You have to learn to take control of your own mind. You have to learn to make changes in your own life, in your own heart, and then in the world around you. Starting with those closest to you, starting with your family and your friends, and moving your way out. It's pointless saying, oh, I want to save the world. You can tell that the words weren't coming out. I want to help homeless people. I want to help abused people when you yourself haven't helped your own heart. Right? I would love to do many, many, many things and have many, many, many plans in my heart to help others overcome. But for me, it's first me and then my immediate family, and then I can branch out. Which is why 20 years later is the only time that this is happening. Because being a hypocrite is one of my greatest fears. I do not want to say one thing and do another thing. I do not want to pretend like I'm somebody I'm not. Because then what's the point? Then I'm just putting myself in another prison. I'm just going to be on here and I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to be who I need to be, and I'm going to do what I need to do. And for those of you that need someone like me, I'm going to be there for you, and I'm going to continue to do these types of things. And for those of you that don't need someone like me, please feel free. Keep scrolling. Don't listen. It's just the world is in a lot of pain. And I made the decision to help where I can and to do what I can. And that's all. I'm not here to pretend or to be scripted or to try. I'm just taking the time. I'm redrawing my map. And with the strategy and the direction that I've given myself on my new map for my new destination, because I had a disaster come in and take over, because I couldn't control it. You can't control being retrenched. It's gonna happen. I was blessed to have known beforehand, and I'm very grateful to have known beforehand so that I could prepare. But it doesn't make it any more difficult. And so here I am with my new map, making decisions, trial and error, and trying to do and trying to do the best I can with what I have. Not only to help you, but also to help me. So, if everything is falling apart, remember, panic is not going to help you. Don't panic. If shit's going to hit the fan and your life is going to fall apart and there's nothing you can do except watch it fall. For me personally, I am blessed because I have God and I have prayer. And God kept me sane, and God kept me grounded, and God kept me hopeful. And I can honestly say that without God, I would have been a lunatic. And the gratitude that I have for the people in my life that gave me a solid foundation in God allowing me to endure as much as I've endured because I have that foundation. And from that foundation, I build everything. My courage, my knowledge, whatever wisdom, little wisdom I may or may not have, I build everything off that relationship. Because when I was in pain as a teenager, it was God that I fought with. I never fought with the world. I always fought with God. And when I overcame the pain, it was God that I thanked. And when I almost died but didn't, it was God that intervened for me. And for those that don't have God, I know that I'm the enemy. That's okay. Because my heart goes out to those that are alone in this world and also don't have God. I don't know how you'll do it. For me, my foundation is Him first, and thereafter, everything that I've built up until now. And I will continue to reach out and I'll continue to try my best with what I have to help who I can based on the things that I've overcome. I will not put my toe into anything that I don't understand. I can listen, we can have conversations, and I can be educated about things that people feel that I don't understand. But where I stand with self-development, with self-mastery, I believe that it's so important for you to know who you are first, before anything else, for you, in order for you to overcome, in order for you to be the best that you can be. Okay, so I've redrawn the map, and here I am, and I've got my little bookie book here in front of me. And I guess going forward, let's continue to draw the map together. Let's talk about the world. Let's talk about obstacles. Let's talk about our challenges and our joys and our achievements. And let's just chat. So my email address is admin@tamstermay.com. Tamstermay is my brand name. My Peeping Light podcast is brought to you by Tamstermay. Tamstermay is the newer version of me, the healed version of me, the version of me that's continuously seeking for improvements and development. That's Tamstermay. I am Tamstermay. I'm also Tammy Lynn Murphy. And this is my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for being here with me and for spending so much time with me. I hope he likes it. There'll be more. They'll be different. They'll be the same. Who knows what's to come? We're just going to wing it. And we're going to take our time. And then one day at a time, we're going to help whoever we can help. And we're going to be whoever we can be. And we're going to do whatever we can do. All right. So thank you for watching and listening to my Peeping Light podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. Mwah.
You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.